Oh, hi, podcast listeners. There's many ways you can listen to the Real Nerds Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can also subscribe on Stitcher Radio. You want to send us a Twitter message? You can do that. It's so easy, at Real Nerds. Like us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. You can visit our website, realnerdspodcast.com, where there'll be a lot of articles for you to not only read, but to listen to our previous shows. Do you like your stories told through pictures? Then you can also follow us at Real Nerds on Instagram. You can also call us, 720-6NERDS5. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Camera, action!
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd
doesn't
can...
Doesn't talk film! I'm sorry.
Take it outside.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd will give it all they got. Lights, camera, action!
Hey, all you crazy movie fans, welcome to Real Nerds Podcast, hands down the best movie podcast on the internet. I am Ryan, joined by my buddy Brad.
I'm here.
Nice. Every week we see a new movie and we podcast our experience to the world. This week we saw Venom, The Last Dance, which is also the name of the last Magic Mike movie.
And there's a dance sequence in
there
this.
There is. Stay tuned. We'll recommend the film or not, play the trailer, then spoil the movie. We'll also talk about the big movie news of the week and anything we've watched that is of interest. Brad, anything fun happen this week for you?
Hard to remember. I guess I've just been busy, just decompressing from Halloween.
Yep. Has it been? No, this is going to be before Halloween, right?
I don't know where this lands.
Either do I. Because it came out the 25th?
This was before Halloween.
Came out the 25th, right?
Yep.
Yeah, well, I moved into a new house, so I'm...
That's really the only thing is, yeah, you moved.
Yeah, so my schedule is all messed up. But we did see this movie this week. So, Brad, we're on the third journey with Venom. Do you recommend... Venom, The Last Dance?
I wasn't a fan of the other one. I like this one a bit more, but I really just didn't, like, get the point of it, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, a thing you're along the ride for, but I have no, like, emotional connection to it, really. And as far as being, like, the end of a trilogy, I just don't know what the trilogy has been about. Like, is it just like, how much has Eddie Brock really wrestled, like, three movies about Eddie Brock being, like, saddled with this voice in his head? Like, outside of that, like, what is this trilogy about?
I don't know like, I don't know if it's horrible. It's not great.
No. But it's not terrible.
But it's not terrible. It shouldn't work, and it really doesn't work, but there's fun to be had. I mean, Tom Hardy is pretty great in it. But I think I'm with you. I don't understand the point. Here's a trailer for Venom, The Last Dance.
You should probably know that I have a really dark and unpredictable side to me.
Stop speaking.
I'm giving you a chance, sweetie.
Say when.
When?
What are you?
We are.
We are Venom!
We are
Venom!
No.
Oh.
Yeah, we.
We
are Venom. We're gonna need to work on that.
Delicious! You take me to all the finest places. I need to tie up both.
We always knew it was impossible. Ground control to Major Tom. That we were alone in the universe. Take your protein pills and your helmet on. And it's our job to make sure that remains a secret.
Let's go get him.
Oh, shit! This is Major
Tom to ground control. We are fugitives. Stepping through the door. On the run. In the shit.
The island is a dream, my friend.
You mean it?
No!
Get it from!
This is chess!
Hello!
There has to be a reason they're after us.
Coming that cannot be beaten.
As long as Venom lives, everyone, everything will end.
We may not make it out of this alive, buddy.
Eddie, the time has come.
Be honest with me. How fast do you think you can get that thing to go without killing it?
Only one way to find out!
I guess this takes place like right after Spider-Man No Way Home.
Which it feels like a cop-out because I think he mentions before he dissolves, like, oops, going back to the regular universe.
Yeah.
Like, they had a plan for him to be in something else, and they just, like, retconned it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because how much they wanted, if people want Spider-Man to fight Venom. They're trying really hard for them not to.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's whatever. And in this, Eddie is still on the run because of what happened in the last one where Carnage shows up and a cop dies, and so now he's down in Mexico. But while he's there, some security cameras are able to randomly pick him up. I don't understand what's going on. And we learn about the symbiote planet that is run by Null, who is from the comics. I don't know anything about him.
He just looks like some Arthurian dude surrounded by...
Yeah, like the imagery they're using is on some comic covers. He literally looks just like that he does in the film. He's just some weird-looking dude with long white hair. I don't understand his endgame and why these things can't be killed that are chasing Venom and Eddie Brock.
Yeah, they set him up like a Thanos, but like you really never get to know much about him other than he's like dangerous.
Yeah, and I still don't understand the motivation of killing Venom because he has some sort of way he can cross over to this world. I don't even know.
I don't think it's killing him. It's just getting him away from Eddie so they can use his, like, apparently he has the codex that like Superman had in Man of Steel,
I guess,
in his DNA that like will tell them where to go get something.
And I guess that's my problem with the film. It's just like not cohesive and it's kind of a mess. And I don't understand the motivation behind it because it seems like it's just going from set piece to set piece. I mean, it's fun when you see the symbiote infect fish and a horse. You know, the banter between the two is fun, but it also seems when I watch this, they're trying really hard not to have Venom on screen where it's
save money.
Yeah. Save money. And it's just always Eddie Brock. But then, you know, he goes to Vegas and
why is he in Vegas? I don't remember.
Cause he's trying, I don't know what's going on. He's trying to get away.
Like they leave Mexico. Why?
Well, he's trying to get away because that thing is chasing him on the airplane.
Right.
Because he's going to New York to show Venom the Statue of Liberty.
Well, that's a side that he wants to like clear his name or something.
Yeah. And so on the way, he's riding on top of a jet, and then that alien shows up, and they, I guess he killed all those people on the airplane because they go through the engine. But they never really say what happens. And then he meets that weird hippie family.
Yeah.
And it's just that, like, that's just trying to put danger into some little kid that Eddie has to save. And then they bring in Area 51, where Juno Temple, that, I mean, I only know is Keeley from, you know, Ted Lasso.
Yeah. But yeah, she doesn't really have, like, it feels like she's being set up for something that never materializes. But also back to the hippie family, the dad is Rhys Ifans, who played the lizard in the Sony universe.
Yep.
So
maybe he was, like, contractually obligated to do another movie.
And they put him somewhere.
They put him somewhere.
But, like, given the multiverse, like, he should be Kurt Connors.
Yeah, that'd be way more
in that van, but, like, as not a scientist, I guess.
Yeah, it'd be, I mean, it'd be way more interesting to me.
Yeah, be a fun reveal.
But yeah, it's kind of like a road trip movie, and he ends up in Vegas, and that one woman who runs the convenience store happens to be there.
Yeah.
And then he knows the danger, because you find out that if he turns completely into Venom, that it can alert these monsters from wherever. And then he decides he's going to dance with this Asian lady.
It's like the script has said, like, well, we need to get the monsters on their trail again, so.
And that's such an unusual thing to have and use for the actual subtitle of the film. Because it's The Last Dance with this woman, and it's The Last Dance with Eddie and Venom.
Isn't The Last Dance the name of the Chicago Bulls documentary?
And I think it is.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's also the Magic Mike thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what's going on in it. I mean.
But yeah, like, even earlier in the movie, like, Venom even says, like, I can't be allowed to transform or else they'll find us. Mm-hmm. And he fucking does the dance bit, and it's like, that's stupid.
He's like, fuck it, Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand the motivation behind it. And then, you know, he gets captured, and then there's symbiotes everywhere.
In the government. Area 51 secret facility that they're decommissioning.
But they can't kill this thing, so there's really no whatever until they use acid that they use to decommission Area 51. It just reminded me of the Roger Rabbit goo.
The dip. Yeah.
Where you just dip them in and they all melt away. I don't know.
Yeah. And of course, there's like the corrupt general guy who's like trying to pervert the program to his own.
Yeah.
Yes. Between the family, like the cliche family, like having them around, like they're just like when they're standing on top of that tower or whatever and they're just like watching all this stuff happen, none of them are running away. Like, it's so contrived and like oh, more dumb plot conveniences.
And
then the cliche general, like, fucking shit up for his own personal gains. And, you know, as an audience, like, you're just like, I know what to do. And, like, everyone else on the screen is not doing that.
It's
just frustrating to watch.
It is. It's,
And then, you get this climax with, like, all these Venom variants, I guess. Symbiotes, and I guess that's what they spent their money on, but like it doesn't matter because none of them have like an advantage over the hunter creatures except for the like the acid part.
Yeah, it's just bizarre.
Then they set up the Danny Rand, I think, is for also from Ted Lasso that he's got some of regular Venom attached to him, so it's gonna go on somewhere. But like, yeah, just. I'm like, what was all this for? Like, we don't get to know Null anymore.
No, it just
ends. It's not even Null's. Yeah, Null's not even, like, the villain of the movie at the end.
No, he literally just shows up.
It's like, ah, thwarted.
Yeah. Damn you, Venom!
But, yeah, I guess Venom's attached to someone else that's going to be important. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on either.
But yeah, but just being three movies, I don't know what.
Very anticlimactic. Climactic. Like, just ends.
Yeah. The first one he beat. Who's he fighting the first one? I don't remember.
He fights, doesn't he fight the government in that one too? I haven't seen it in so long. I know that Michelle Williams becomes Lady Venom in it.
That's right. I remember the convenience store stuff, but I don't remember the actual plot of it.
I know. It's one of those things I literally have on 4K and I don't think I've watched it.
Yeah. And then Let There Be Carnage, like, Carnage just wants to, like, hook up with his girl. and Venom thwarts that. So that's all. Like, he doesn't like really murder a bunch of people.
No.
And then this movie, he goes to Vegas and
And like I said, just set pieces, because he also has a set piece where he goes into some dog like fight thing and he kills all the like gang members. And I don't know. It's just one thing after the other. I mean, the Venom horse looks cool.
Yeah, there's just like no character growth. That's like, the only thing that does, like, they get, like, Eddie accepts Venom more by the end. Like, they really do need each other. And Venom is less, like, interested in killing people like he was in the first one. So I guess there's that. But as far as, like, a larger plot, there's just nothing that's happened that's very interesting.
Agreed.
So,
yeah.
They need to connect it to the MCU or something. If they can't do anything on their own.
I mean, are they going to make another one? Who knows?
Yeah. I think it did okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just The Last Dance.
Yeah, it just seems like a movie made to get Tom Hardy out of it.
It does.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, like, Mystique and Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
Where, let's just kill Jennifer Lawrence because...
She doesn't want to be in him
anymore. Hey, this is a big news story of the week.
It's real news.
Now, last week, I told you that Tom Holland announced that he's going to do Spider-Man. This week, they gave a release date of July 26th, 2026. So
we'll see.
Now, I have a feeling that one's going to come out.
That's going to stick. Won't get pushed anywhere.
No, because my guess, and this is just me guessing, is he's probably going to play a role in Secret War, because he kind of has to. And because he's still, his previous contract he signed, I know he has to appear in another Marvel movie. So my guess is they worked out his Spider-Man 4, and then he'll be going into Secret Wars. But he's going to be busy next year because he also announced the new Christopher Nolan movie that he's going to be in as well, that starts shooting in I think at the beginning of the year. So he's literally going to pull an Uncharted and Spider-Man, where he's going to shoot a Christopher Nolan film and then go right into Spider-Man, which is good. I mean, he did say he's going to take a break, and he's been kind of taking a break. I don't think he's been in a movie in like 2 years. I know he did a lot of stage work, so looks like that one's going to stick. Because, I mean, next year we have Fantastic Four, Captain America, and Thunderbolts are all coming out. And then in 2026, it's going to be Doomsday and Spider-Man. So a lot going on for the MCU, and see how they set up Doctor Doom showing up.
Yeah, I can't wait to figure out what's going on with that.
Yeah. Should be fun. We watch movies throughout the week in a segment I call What We've Been Watching.
So, this is the stuff we've been watching.
Brad, what'd you watch this week?
A lot of stuff, but like the new things, we didn't do an episode for Smile, right?
No.
I saw Smile 2.
Me too.
And I actually thought, like, it was one of the most disturbing movies I've seen.
Yeah, I actually thought it was better than the first one.
Like, I didn't love it, but I was also like, there's some fucked up shit in here.
Yeah, I think it deals with grief and fame in an interesting way. I thought the first one was fun. It was okay, but it relied so much on jump scares. This one is more of a feeling. I mean, there's still jump scares, but, you know, there's that one scene where she's in her apartment and that one guy who was at her signing is there, and he's like completely naked and starts chasing her through the apartment. And how you deal with grief and, you know, what happens afterwards. The one thing that bugged me is they didn't use practical effects for the monster at the end. They used CGI.
Yeah.
In the first film, it was practical. I'm like, come on, man.
But I did like the setup for this. I assume there's going to be a sequel. Like, that's a great way to, like,
yeah,
amp up the third
it.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everyone has the smile demon attached to them now. Yeah, it's going to be insane. So, but yeah, really haunting stuff. I also watched Conclave.
Oh, is that one good?
It's all right. Like, it's just, you know, Vatican politics.
Yeah, but there's so many great actors in it. It seems like it's kind of worth watching.
Yeah, like, it's a good... I don't know if it's like a rush out to the theater movie, but it's interesting because, like, I don't follow that shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they go into great detail on how the process really works, but it's really just about, you know, you kind of get a view into like four different people and how they're manipulating the system to their own gain when that's like not what it's supposed to be about.
Yeah.
And then that's about it, you know, and then Ralph Fiennes kind of has to like be the mediator of it all. While also being accused of having his own ambitions for the throne, I guess. So it's just interesting to watch, but like, it's not like there's no huge, like there is a twist in it, but it's not like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I got like, people have to see this. It's just like,
it seems like a movie I want to, yeah, I want to sit down and when I want to see just actors act and
yeah. And let's see, is that it for me? I'll say that for the next episode. Well, I guess, I don't know if you saw the trailer for, Rumors with Cate Blanchett.
Yes, that's a really weird one, right?
Yeah. So I went to watch it. Not the best time. I fell asleep, woke up, saw one scene of them trying to cross a bridge and then woke up with the lights on in the theater.
Oh shit.
So I was like, okay, I got time. I'll come back tomorrow, do it again. And I could not follow what this friggin' movie was doing. So there's like this G8 summit with all these world leaders. Cate Blanchett's one of them and a bunch of other, like, seems like European actors. It's made by the guys who did Veep, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're, like, having this summit, and then something happens where there's, like, zombies in the countryside all of a sudden. Yeah. And they get attacked, and there's, like, I guess the French leader's having an affair, and I don't know. I don't know what was going on. Like, they leave the group and go out of the woods and then come back and like things are crazier and messed up and there's like a giant brain in the forest.
Yeah, the trailer was really bizarre.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be like, I don't know.
You know, in movies like that, I just want them to push it.
It was so over my head. Like, everyone seemed like they're acting great, but I just didn't know what like the movie was supposed to be like about or what like it was trying to do. I think other than just being like a satire of like European leaders and things, you know,
yeah,
there's a social commentary there that I couldn't quite grasp on. Cause obviously I guess I don't follow that closely over there, but
if you don't care about the movie, then it makes it more difficult.
But the big thing is like, I tried to watch it twice and like fell asleep the first time and then struggled to stay awake through the second one. Yeah, what I did finally watch was there wasn't enough there to be like, okay, I'm going to really make it this time. So, yeah. Yes, that's what would you watch?
I watched Smile 2, but the only really other thing I watched is I just, between my move and stuff, I didn't watch that much. But I watched this movie called Gothic, which is it's from the Vestron video series, and it's this really weird definitely, I mean, it might have gone to theaters, but I'm just going to read it because it's hard to kind of explain.
That's what I should have done for Rumors.
So it's like, it's Mary Shelley, obviously, who wrote Frankenstein, and she's in this. She's with a bunch of people and they take this hallucinogenic stuff to make them tell stories, and there's like orgies, and it has a lot of actors you recognize, whether it's Gabriel Byrne or Julian Sands, and the dude who plays, I think Timothy Spall, he's in the Harry Potter movies. It's just a weird movie, and it definitely has a mid-90s video feel to it. It's gory, and there's lots of boobs in it, so, I mean, there's that stuff, which is nice.
Right up your alley.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't, like, it's, what I said about it, it's bizarre and surreal. The characters are weird, yet magnetic. Same can be said about the direction and the production design. Like, it's well made. It's just, it's one of those movies that I remember renting all the time because I always remember the video cover is this, like, little demons, sleep demons sitting on this woman and looking at the camera. And so it was one I always rented when it was, you know, on video cassette. And as I watch it, as I got older, I said, why did I watch this when I was a kid? And I'm guessing because there's boobs in it. So yeah, it's harmless. And I do like the Vestron video series Blu-rays because they do put a lot of special features on them. And the special features are pretty good. And they talk about the production and the limitations because of the budget. But yeah, it's definitely a gothic movie and it's fun.
Speaking of Blu-rays, did you get your Deadpool Wolverine yet?
I did.
They didn't put that Rob McElhenney clip in the deleted scenes. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, I didn't. I haven't watched it yet. It's
$65 Blu-ray, and they're not a ton of special features.
I cannot believe that sold at that price, but I think they learned because they put out those Disney Plus ones originally $75, and people were losing their fucking minds, and those dropped to like $49. Which, I mean, that's fine because it's a TV series.
Yeah.
But, you know, a movie shouldn't be $65.
Yeah, those are like 10 hours worth of
I was going to cancel mine, and then I forgot to, and then I got charged for it, and it got sent anyways. And but now, I mean, you can't find that Wolverine steelbook anywhere.
Yeah, I had two arrive, and I sent one back.
Yeah, it's just... so, yeah, bummer. Next week on Real Nerds, we're seeing here... so stay tuned for that. Yeah, so I guess until next week, we'll see you at the movies.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot. A real nerd can follow the plot. And a real nerd will give out all the gods. Lights, camera, action. Real Nerds.
Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. Twitter and Instagram, at Real Nerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bolognium for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it!